Now it's time to visit the sights, sounds and stories of Latin America. Over the last 10 years, we've had so many good filmmakers and actors coming out of South and Central America, including several directors that have gone on to make major films in Hollywood. To showcase this talent for another year, we have the Cine Latino Film Festival, which from next Tuesday all the way through November will be showing the best films from the region. On the line, we've got festival spokesperson Gina Rubiano to talk about some of the highlights from this year's festival. Good afternoon, Gina.
Hola, thanks for having me.
Hola, thanks for joining us. Now, just going back a little bit to last year at the festival, you premiered Neruda by Chilean director Pablo Larraín, which would go on to bag a swag of Academy Award nominations. Do you think that for international audiences, there has been an increased appreciation of films coming out of Latin America over the last few years?
Definitely. Figures like Pablo Larraín and the two amazing Mexicans, that you know who they are from Mexico, of course, have taken the Latin American cinema industry image into another level. So we will always be so appreciated, appreciating towards them for forever. Yeah.
Fantastic. Definitely. Now this year, one of the films that will have people on the edge of their seats is an Argentinian film called The End of the Tunnel, which has a bit of a claustrophobic feel, maybe like Hitchcock's Rear Window. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, so this film, that's exactly what you say, that it is a nail-biting film, and the main character is a guy on a wheelchair. So just because that it was just to make it more like exciting and thrilling, we had that ingredient there in the film, so that it's even more. And there is also another character, which is a more passive character, which is a dog. He's very old dog. And it's, you know, like he plays a really, really good role as well, even though just as him, he cannot move because he's old. Right. But it will be another good ingredient in that film.
One for the animal lovers as well.
That's right, yeah.
That's great. One of Latin America's finest actresses, Paulina Garcia, who won the Silver Bear for her performance in Gloria, continues to portray what is often the almost invisible segment of the community, working-class women in their late middle age. The Desert Bride, she appears in a road film about a Chilean maid in the Argentinian mountainside. Do you think this is a really good performance from her?
Yes. So this, you know, like I just asked Cate Blanchett, Australian Cate Blanchett does on the screen, that she can become anything, absolutely anything you want her to become. So it is Paulina Garcia. It is unbelievable how easy, like, the metamorphosis that she can have on the screen, the different roles and characters she plays at all these films. So it's really interesting because even though she plays different characters, she always has that internal strength inside. Like, it's just amazing. And so The Desert Bride, it's a road movie with, and even though she looks like weak and lacking of confidence and all that, you will really realize how strong she actually is. And then at the end, you will just end up with a smile on your face, because it's just really, really interesting on top of obviously the amazing and surrealistic landscape she goes through in the film.
Oh, I'm sure there's some amazing backgrounds and scenery in that, yeah.
Totally. And just another note on Paulina Garcia, you can also see her in The Summit, the other Argentinian film as part of the Cine Argentina. She plays the president of Chile in that film, and that's a totally different character than the one she plays in The Desert Bride. However, both characters, as I said, are super strong and very, very well constructed. So you can catch it in that film as well.
Oh, excellent. So if you're a fan of Paulina Garcia, there's two films, The Desert Bride and The Summit. You've got a bit of a focus on Argentinian films in this festival as well. One film that piques my interest is a film set in the remote Patagonia called The Winter. Just from the trailer, it looks quite arresting.
That's right. So this film, my advice to everybody who is interested in watching this film or just to have a different experience at the cinema is to please arrive with a very open mind and to be ready to just contemplate whatever the film gets you into, because it's got a very particular characters, very surrealistic landscape, and the story is just the is not usual. It's not the usual stuff that you will get in the mainstream cinema. So that's going to be a totally different experience in remote areas in Argentina with very awkward and particular characters. Yes.
Was there a reason that Argentinian film was highlighted this year?
Well, Argentina has always, along with Mexico, both countries have overlaid the productions of Latin American cinema. So Mexico has the Hola Mexico Film Festival, which is in co-production with this amazing LA-based festival. And so we just bump into many, many great Argentinian films that we want to select this one, but also this one, but also this one, and this one, and this one. Okay, I think that we need to create a whole section just for Argentina. And so that's how we came up with Cine Argentina. They were just so good to just pick a few and have Argentina represented only by a few films. So we rather created a whole section for them.
Excellent. Oh, great idea, great idea. There's also a few comedies in this year's lineup, including the romantic comedy Tales of an Immoral Couple, about two high school sweethearts on their reunion. This one has a bit of potential. What's it like?
Yeah, so the Hola Mexico Film Festival section will be opening with this film and in the Mexican Fiesta on the 15th of November, next Wednesday. And so we will have food, drinks, all Mexican style and music for the premiere of the film. And so this film is really interesting. Well, first of all, we did a fundraising screening for the Mexican earthquake. And so this was the film we selected. And I cannot tell you how well received that film was at that screen. So it gave us lots of hope for our Mexican fiesta coming up next week. And so that film is very interesting because it's set in 2070, but with flashbacks in the 80s. So for everybody from Latin America that grew up in that in the 80s, it's a really, really good point of identification, cultural identification. Cause, and also for anyone who is curious how the 80s went at the time in Latin America, well, we got all the telenovelas, the soap operas, as well as all the roots and the reasons why Latin American societies are very conservative. And all the taboos that go around drugs and sex. And so there is something really interesting that happens in the film, which is that the two main characters will demystify everything about sex and drugs and, you know, genders and all that. And then my hope is that older generations that were raised with religion and conservatism, we realize how easy and how simple life could have been without all those taboos. So it's very, very cool.
That's really interesting. I like that idea. It's called Tales of an Immoral Couple and followed by a Mexican fiesta where I'm sure the food will be fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
That's on the next Wednesday, actually, a week from today at Palace Norton Street from 6:45. By the way, if you are interested in any of these films we're talking about, cinelatinofilmfestival.com.au is where you should be heading, and you can buy your tickets there. Now, the opening night, that's always a big deal at a film festival. What can people expect on the opening night?
Well, the opening night is my favorite night of the whole festival, of course. Because it's got a very interesting component, which is the live music. And live music is going to be by our guest artist from Oriente Tres. These guys, maybe many, many people have spotted them on the streets in CVV. They can set up a party in the middle of the day on the street.
Excellent.
They are amazing. So this is your chance to catch them on the dancing floor at the cinema. And then we have food from different regions of Latin America, because the festival's organized, half of the team is from Latin America. We do know what we want to eat, and so that's what we ask the caterer to design for us on this night. So it's not going to be the usual Latin American stuff. It's going to be very special, a very special menu. We will have wines from Argentina, so that makes it very special as well, and other drinks. But, of course, the main thing is the premiere of the Gael Garcia's latest film, You're Killing Me, Susana. And this guy is amazing. Like, in person, he's really, really nice, really easygoing. And so seeing him as a Mexican macho in this film, running after his wife in the States, is just hilarious. And also a very, like, the topic of the film itself is, I hope that it opens for a great discussion, especially now that we are talking very much about sexism and all that, and all the relationship between Mexico and the U.S. at the moment with the Trump issues and all that. It's just a film that has it all, you know, for it. 2017 is the film.
Fantastic. Yeah. You're Killing Me, Susanna is the opening night film, and that's on 14th, next Tuesday, 14th of November at Palace Norton Street. Just before we go, any films in there in particular that we haven't mentioned that you really want people to see?
So one of my favorite ones is Breadcrumbs, Miguel de Pan from Uruguay. That film, the reason why I love this film is because of the strength in the female characters. They are just so beautiful, and it depicts the dictatorship in the 70s and 80s in Uruguay, but it also has a very nice balance of the past and the present, as the film is also set in this year.
In the 70s and 80s, yeah.
Yes, it's got a very nice balance between what the characters are like today and the things that they had to go through back in the 70s and 80s. So it is a rather uplifting film. It's very nice. Obviously, it's super well produced. So that's really cool. Nice. Another film that might might create a bit of controversy inside of those who watch it is the Woodpeckers from Dominican Republic.
Oh yeah,
it is really, really rare to watch a film, to catch a film from Dominican Republic, and so this film is not only top end standards, but also the story is very unique. It's what happens in the prisons in Dominican Republic.
Wow.
Well, like, in general, we know that prisons are not nice, but in this particular film, you will see what the prisoners and their relatives outside develop this language, sign language, specific to this context, right, in order to communicate. So we got two stories: the stories of the everyday life in the prison, and the relationships they create amongst them, but also a relationship that develops between a prisoner and someone outside. So that's very, very interesting to watch on the screen. And, well, I would also recommend for people to attend our Argentinian night on the 21st of November.
Okay.
We will have a live tango demonstration, Malbec and empanadas, but also the premiere of the Argentinian remake of The Untouchables.
Oh.
The Untouchables was such a good film.
Yeah.
It set the yard very, very high. So when I found out that Argentina had made a remake of the film, I was like, oh, no, I don't think that, nothing is going to beat that French film. And actually, I watched it, and I couldn't believe how well they got it. They got it really, really right. The characters are amazing. The actors were spotless. The production was, super prime, super good. But also the thing is that when I was watching the film, I was not thinking in The Untouchables at all. But,
it felt like a new film. Yeah,
exactly. It just grabbed me. So, yeah, those would be my highlights.
Oh, fantastic. So many great highlights and really exciting.
I know.
Palace Verona and Palace Norton Street is where you can find all of these films. The Cine Latino Film Festival. Gina Rubiano, thank you so much for chatting to us on 2SER.
Oh, no, thank you, and see you at the movies.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye.